This week, we're kicking off a new occasional series called Weekend Reads, where an author of note talks with us about a book that has captured his or her attention. We're starting today with a book called Time Present and Time Past by Irish writer Deirdre Madden. The protagonist is a middle-aged man named Fintan, who appears to live a contented, normal life in Dublin. But before long, we see that Fintan's life and his experience of time and memory is actually not at all normal. To tell us more is novelist Tessa Hadley, the author of Clever Girl. Hadley chose this particular book because, as she put it, Madden's voice is, quote, still steady and reticent. Here's Tessa Hadley reading a passage of Deirdre Madden's Time Present and Time Past.
Perhaps here in Baggot Street on the first floor of one of Dublin's best restaurants on a day in spring. It seems as good a place to start as any. Fintan is sitting at table before the remains of a good lunch, with crumbs on the tablecloth and empty wine glasses, together with half-empty bottles of mineral water, both still and sparkling. There are two tiny coffee cups on the table and a crumpled white linen napkin discarded on the place opposite. One might imagine that a disgruntled lover has just flounced off. But Fintan, faithful as Lassie, is not that kind of man. His lunch companion has been a business associate, and the encounter has not gone well. It's been both strange and unpleasant, for now Fintan dwells on the unpleasantness and on the lunch itself.
You say there's a reticence that appeals to you in her style, a simple, straightforward way of writing. How does that compare to other Irish writers? Is that something you see a lot of, or is that distinct in some way?
Interestingly, it does. It really reminds me of somebody who at first sight is a very different writer, though actually another favourite of mine, Colm Tobin. But he has this sentence after sentence that appears to be just denoting what's in front of your eyes. And I've had arguments actually with friends about both of them. Friends who say, well, that's like drinking a glass of plain water, you know, where's the magic in that? And maybe some people just can't see it. But for me, it's almost the deepest magic to not be showing off and not drawing attention to the beautiful language or the mysterious analogy you weren't expecting, but something that seems, well, like drinking a glass of water, except there's no glass and there's no water and you're across the threshold into this other life that doesn't really exist and yet it's wholly persuasive.
The book starts out kind of laying this quotidian scene of a meal and a relationship. Where does it go from there? Can you give us a snapshot of what this story is about?
We've caught Fintan in midlife. He's about 47, I think. And he has a lovely family, grown-up boys, a little daughter who he didn't want and is now absolutely the one person he loves most in the world. A lovely wife, a mother he has a very difficult relationship with. And all that happens is that something odd starts to happen to him, to Fintan, which is that he gets this dissociation. He can be sitting in the office or at home, and instead of just being submerged in life, immersed in it, he sort of finds himself aware of looking at himself as if he could see himself in an old photograph, as if the present were not just the present, but could also be seen as the past. But what also happens is that we become aware that under the daily loving, fairly happy surface of this family life, there are some dark secrets buried. There is a sadness from the past, which has partly to do with his relationship with his mother, but it's also to do with growing up in Northern Ireland, like Deirdre Madden, where the troubles are cast their shadow.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Even though the conflict isn't a big part of the plot, when it does come up, it introduces a darker voice.
Yes, that's right. And it emerges in a kind of flashback. There's one particularly strong moment when Fintan is remembering his paternal grandmother and remembering staying with her. And he remembers looking out of the window in the old farmhouse that seems so warm and so containing as a womb, you know, safe, lovely, consoling, and looking through the old trees in the orchard and suddenly seeing that those trees become soldiers advancing up through the orchard. It's almost dreamlike. One isn't completely sure that this thing has actually happened. It may have happened and it may not. But that's a sort of sign of some of the history that lies under the surface.
Tessa Hadley is the author of several books. Her latest is called Clever Girl. She introduced us to the book Time Present and Time Past by the Irish author Deirdre Madden. Tessa, thanks again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And you can read the first chapter of Deirdre Madden's novel at npr.org.